नाधौत पादात् प्रयता नार्ज पादाउदक्षिरः शयीत नापरान् नान्यैर् न नग्ना न च संध्ययोः. ट्रांसलेशन: यू शुड नॉट लाइ डाउन. This is Kashyapa Muni speaking to Diti. He is giving various instructions, series of them, and this is yet another one. You should not lie down without having washed both of your feet or without being purified, nor with wet feet, or with your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked or with other women, or during the sunrise or sunset. Quite a list of things to do or not to do. Okay, please repeat. Dhautavasa suchir nityam sarva mangala sanyuta पूजेत प्रातराशात् प्राक् पूजयेत् प्रातराशात् प्राक् गोपविप्रान् श्रियम् अच्युतम् दौतवासा सुचिर्नित्यम् सर्वमंगलसंयुता पूजयेत् प्रातराशात् प्राक् गोविप्रान् श्रियम् अच्युतम् धौतवासा. वेरिंग वॉश्ड क्लॉथ. शुचिः बीइंग प्यूरिफाइड. Nityam, always. Sarvamangala, with all auspicious items. Sanyuta, adorned. Pujayet, one should worship. Prataha ashat, prak, also. Before breakfast. Go vipran. The cows and brahmanas, Sriyam, the goddess of fortune, Achyutam, the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items. Before breakfast, one should worship the cows, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport: if one is trained to honor and worship the cows and the brahmanas, he is actually civilized. The worship of the Supreme Lord is recommended, and the Lord is also very fond of the cows and the brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. In other words, a civilization in which there is no respect for the cows and the brahmanas is condemned. One cannot become spiritually advanced without acquiring brahminical qualifications. And giving protection to the cows and being, giving protection to the cows, full stop. Cow protection ensures sufficient food prepared with milk, which is indeed for an advanced civilization. One should not pollute civilization by eating flesh of cows. Right? Some of you are making some faces. Yeah, that's not good. Civilization must do something progressive. And then it is an Aryan civilization. Instead of killing the cow to eat flesh, civilized men must prepare various milk products that will enhance the condition of society. If one follows the Brahminical culture, he will become competent in Krishna consciousness. Hare Hare. Dhautavasa Sushir Nityam Sarva Mangala Sanyuta Pujayet Pratarashat Prak Go Vipran Sriyamachyutam. Putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items. And that has to be done before breakfast. One should worship the cow, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. So, Diti vows to kill King Indra. Is the chapter title, is the theme. Hari Hari. What happened? Complete trance. Before breakfast, you had to sleep. This talk of if you are sleeping, anyway, let's talk about sleeping. I will talk about that in a minute. The vow to kill King Indra. Why kill Indra? Just to protect Indra and the company, all the guards. Lord has killed Haribol. Lord has killed these two sons. First Hiranyaksh, followed by Hiranyakashipu. And of course, this was too much for Diti to handle. Loss of two children. And they were killed just to favor Indra. And the killer is, of course, Vishnu. So she is not tolerant, envious also of Indra. So now she wants to kill that Indra, who kind of became cause of killing of her two sons. So she wants to do something about this. Hari Hari. Now she wants to give birth to a son who would be the killer of Indra. So she has approached. Of course, she wants son approaching her husband, Kashyap Muni, and Guhyam Akhyati. She has confidentially disclosed revealed her mind. I want your help, my dear husband. And so what could be done? So the husband has come with a strategy. You do this, and you don't do this. As a result, you will have a son. And for sure, you would be enemy of Indra, you would be the killer of Indra. But you have to do this, of course, you have to do this perfectly well, flawless. If there's any flaw, any shortcoming, Hari Hari, Krishna Balarama ki, then, well, that will spoil the whole thing. And the son to be born, instead of him becoming the killer of Indra, he would be supporter and friend of Indra. So, do you agree with this? Yes, some of you are saying yes. And, so it was okay with her. And, of course, where we stand now in this chapter, she is in the middle of receiving the instructions, the process. The first verse that we read has a nishedh part. Don't do this. The second verse that we read says, you do this. Because first verse wasn't the only one that said, you don't do this or you don't do that. But there are previous verses also have been spoken by Kashyap Muni. And the verses that we read, na dhauta pada prayata, is, and of course this is all about, this person is still sleeping. So the topic is sleeping. So you should not sleep. Aribal, wake up. You should not sleep means what? Could someone, because he's right in front of me. Could go home. One should not sleep in the temple or should not sleep in front of the deities. Isn't that one of the offenses? Anyway, it's taking time. It's not easy task to. So, Shaita. Pasha. She was a Shaita. Na shayita. Do not sleep or do not lie down. Well, you could do, but before you lie down, make sure you have washed both the feet. Prabhupada is translating. Both the feet have to be washed. Na ardrapada. Then you have to wash and wipe them dry. Na ardrapada. They should not be wet before you sleep. Okay, now, yeah, that is taken care of. Washing, then wiping the feet, making them dry. And lying down, na would be everywhere. Na is only in the beginning here, in the first two lines. That refers also to udakshiraha. Make sure you when you lie down, your head is not towards the north. Na parang, not to the west. Anyai, when you lie down, there should be no one else but you alone. Na nagnaha, make sure you are not naked. And na cha sandhayoho, and do not lie down. Two times mentioned, sandhayoho. Sandhya, the joint of the night and the day, that is morning. And another joint of day and the night, that is evening. So during these two periods, also do not lie down. Na sandhayoho. So, like this, it's quite a detailed list. All these rituals. Much easier to just chant Hare Krishna. Not to worry about all these details, and then no hard and fast rules also. Naam naam kari bahuda. Nija sarva shaktis tatra arpita niyamita niyamita smaraneena niyam. There's no hard and fast rule niyam. Not here, there are lots of them, so and not easy also to follow all this in this age of Kali. So we are asked just to chant Hare Krishna. So, but Kashyap Muni goes on. And this is to do part. This is easier. This is something we could also do. Dhautavasa. Make sure your clothes are, that was about the feet, before you lie down, before you sleep. And your clothes are clean. Dhautavasa suchir nityam. Always being clean. Suchir nityam. Sarva mangala sanyuta. And once you have done the suchi, the purification part, or clean clothes, etc. She's a woman. So you could put on some ornaments, or your body could be decorated with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, not lipstick, and the whole cosmetic industry. During Brajamandal Parikrama, we recommend all the ladies to take some Braj Raj with them. Take the dust of Vrindavan and just apply that, smear all over the body, the face. Body will be sanctified, purified, and beautified also. That's not going on, but instructions are here. For the civilized society, Prabhupada is talking about that. Then pujayet, you worship. Pratarashat prak, before breakfast you have to do puja. And puja of Govipran. Personality is mentioned. You worship Go, Cow, Vipra, Brahmana, Sriyam, Lakshmi, Achyutam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Okay. And then Prabhupada is highlighting the Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanaitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And this, he says, this is what is done in civilized society. They worship the cows and the brahmanas. That's a culture of worshipping brahmanas and cows, who are even worshipped by this Achyuta mentioned here. Even Lord worships the cows and Lord worships the brahmanas. Hari. Krishna Balaram, they take care of the cows. Krishna has one job. One job he has, one service he has. Everything else is like a leela. But he has one job to do, and that is all day he is taking care of the cows. What does your God do? He takes care of the cows. If you say that in the West, what does your God do? Oh, he's a coward boy. He serves the cows. He takes care of the cows. Luta luta dadi makhana khayo. Gala bala sanga dhenu charayo. Our God is herding cows all day long. What else does he do? He also does stealing. Our God is a thief. And what is he stealing? He steals butter that comes from the cows. It's like the salary he gets, the fruit of his labor. He's laboring hard, taking care of the cows all day long. And what does he get in return? He gets a little butter. This is your salary. This is all that you get for taking care of the cows all day long. So Krishna has set this standard of serving cows and serving brahmanas also, honoring brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. He is a worshipper of the brahmanas and the cows. When Sudama Brahmin came to Dwarka visiting Sudama, visiting his friend, poor friend, but Brahmin friend, Lord Krishna, who was sitting with Lakshmi, Rukmini, on the palang, on the sea throne. He did not even take permission of, may I go? He just, as soon as he saw his Brahmin friend, he ran, he rushed, and he welcomed him by giving deep embrace, embraced his friend. And Lord was shedding tears. That way he was doing abhishek of Yashodhama Brahmin with his own tears. He brought him into the palace. He made him sit on the same throne which him and Rukmini, they were using that throne. Brahmin was made to sit. The Brahmin, he did not even have the proper clothing, torn clothes, and very thin, bony, skinny body. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And that's my sister. and disciple also. So, I don't know how she turned up here. I don't know if she was here. Lord Krishna was literally worshipping. Pujayat. You should worship. Pujayat. Go Vipran Shriyan Sriyam Achyutam. So Lord Krishna was go cows. He's serving cows, that is worshipping cows. He worships cows also. Offers worship to the cows. But that may be easy, just wave the lamp or offer flowers or talk of worshipping cows, you will address, worship the cows. That may be just become a lip service, but Lord Krishna does more than that. He serves the cows. He could even massage the cow's feet. The calf is tired and struggling, a straggler left behind. Krishna picks him up and carries him. Or Krishna may sit down with the calf in the lap, his own lap, and give a little gentle massage to the calf. He is grazing them all day long, that is serving the and worshipping the cows. And there's also the Gopastami. He was very anxious to serve the cows and the calf. When Krishna, from Gokul, they came over to Vrindavan. Krishna was 3 years and 8 months old only. And he proposed, I want to take care of the cows. I want to take care of the cows. I want to serve the cows. Mommy, I want. Maya, not mommy, Maya. So Maya was not in favor. You little boy, you're still drinking my breast milk and you haven't left, never left home or our hometown. In Gokul, Krishna is to just be in town. He has even not gone outside the town. Now he's proposing, I will go into the forest taking care of the calf. No, you're too small. And then Nanda and Yashoda, they were having debate. Yashoda was not in favor, not letting her darling Krishna to go into the forest at such a tender age. But Krishna was insisting, no, I want to go. Was very anxious to serve the calf, cows. So Nanda Baba was, he was in favor. And so this way, Krishna, he had become, first he became Vatsapal, the calf herd boy. That was the first position, first service that he was given. But as he grew in age, and his competence was, he became more competent, then he was of the age, Pauganda age, 5 years old. And then all the assembled Brajavasis, they took decision in favor of Krishna becoming cowherd boy. And not only, yeah, and Krishna was very, very eager to take care of the cows, wanted to serve cows of Vrindavan. And then he, and the cows also were very eager to be in company of Krishna all day, if that was possible, and we wanted to make that possible. So cows were not going into the forest without Krishna. Cowherd men were struggling to bring the cows into the forest, but they would make U-turns and come back and be there in front of Nanda Bhavan, demanding, we want Krishna, we want Krishna, we want Krishna. If Krishna doesn't go with us, herding cows, then we rather fast, we will go on hunger strike. And the cows will just sit there. If he doesn't come with us, then we rather fast. And they were serious. They would not go. So the gopas were compelled to take that decision. Okay. He's also big enough now, and cows are insisting. And then he was allowed to. And this is, of course, this is in his manifest Leela. He's taking birth and he's young boy and too young to take care of the cows, and then he grows big enough and then he's becomes cow herd boy and he begins herding the cows. Yeah, this is manifest Leela, but his Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes, unmanifest Leela. He is always a cowherd boy, or a cowherd boy, eternally. Herding the cows, serving the cows, this way or that way. watering the cows. I was reminded, watering the cows. He brings them to this kunda, that kunda. Why there are so many kundas all over Vrindavan? So that the cows could graze in the forest, grazing lands, fields. And when their bellies are full, well, they also need water, so they go, they are brought to the nearby kund, where they drink water. And when the cows drink water, Krishna also likes to drink water. He gets in between the cows or next to the cow, one of the cows. And he drinks the water the way cows drink. Cows do not use their hands or feet for drinking water. They just directly drink with the mouth. So Krishna also, right there on the bank of kunda, he bows down with his hands on the ground, and he begins drinking the water the way cows drink. He likes to imitate the cows. They don't have hands. I also will drink you without using my hands. So, Krishna loves and serves the cows. Krishna entertains cows with his flute playing. I think we're talking about this on Gopastami Day also, when their bellies are full. Cows and sit down and they do the chewing of the cud. Then Krishna climbs up a tree and plays his flute. And while they are chewing the cud, Krishna entertains them with his sweet flute playing. They're chewing the cud and they're having their lunch or brunch. And there is also entertainment. Krishna is playing flute for their pleasure. Yeah, so many dealings for the pleasure of the cows, in service of the cows, and then service of the brahmanas also. So namo brahmane devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagathitaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. Well, today is not changing topic, but today is the first day of marathon. Riva! Very auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution key. So we should be talking, remembering the book distribution service as Diti is asked to do. You should do this, you should worship. Where is that? Pujayat, pujayat, you should worship. So, she's asked to do worship and given process, do this, do that. So for us also, we worship Brahman, we worship our Acharya, we serve our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And how do we serve? One of the the best service that we render unto Srila Prabhupada is by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Book distribution service was very dear to his heart, which was a service given to Srila Prabhupada by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right here on the banks of Radhakund, when Srila Prabhupada had come from Allahabad to join his Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada was asked, "If you ever get money, what you should do? Print books." And then the same Vrindavan, and then later on, of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You preach in the Western world in English language." So in same Vrindavan at Radha Damodar, lifetime in preparation, he was preparing to go to the West. And how would he go to the West? He would go with the books in English language. So he was translating books, the first canto, in alright. Yeah, so then Prabhupada was translating. That time he had no help. Prabhupada was translating, typing, editing, proofreading, traveling to Delhi on a third class train. Now that train doesn't even exist these days, third class. It was so low class, it has been abandoned. Prabhupada used to travel on that kind of class, and getting his books printed there. He had a place called Chippiwada, near Red Fort. And Prabhupada was, he was promoting that this is his was office, that was his office. The Chippiwada, little place, Radha Krishna temple, where he was allowed to use that facility. But he was saying that was his office, and one place in Vrindavan, that was not Radha Damodar temple, the other Bamsi Gopal temple, that was his home or something. Yeah, just promoting that. And then Prabhupada was getting his books printed. Sometimes he would carry a paper on his head from where he would purchase paper to the printer, just to save money, rickshaw money, and getting books printed. Sometimes he would be coming to the printing press without eating. Again, he had no money to eat, or he would save money so that he could invest that money in book printing. After the books were printed, the printer would not give all the books. Take 100 books. You sell these, and when you have money, you pay, and then we'll give you more books. Like that, the whole thing started. Like that, Prabhupada took so much trouble to translate and then print, publish his books, because that was instruction of his spiritual master. And then he went overseas with those books. And he, on the boat, Jaladut boat, he was selling books. He ended up selling to Captain Pandya, he sold books worth $20. So Prabhupada had, in fact, 40 rupees when he arrived in New York, and he also had $20, which from the sales of books. And then book distribution continued in New York. Prabhupada was personally selling books or in the bookstores, and sale or return basis. He would drive by bus, travel by bus, check how many books have been sold, not sold, and so transactions were going on. And then gradually, the book distribution was picked up by his followers. Initially, there was some Bhagavatam, but not so many copies, but the Back to Godhead, they were being printed, 1 million copies. I think his target was like a Time magazine is prints hundreds and thousands of copies. The Back to Godhead should become also popular like that. And he's to call Back to Godhead as a backbone of ISKCON. The backbone, BTZ. And then smaller books and then bigger books, and books were being distributed all over the planet. And I think it was 76. Within 1 year, 7 million books were distributed by his followers from around the world. And so I like that. And Prabhupada was pushing book distribution. Distribute books. That was his instruction, emphasis. Of course, he also wanted his books be read. Read my books. He did not say in those words, but he did complain. I have one complaint about you, my disciples. Complaint is, what is the complaint? You don't read my books, or not read enough. So Prabhupada wanted his books were meant for reading, and first one to read those books. Prabhupada was expecting that his followers, his disciples, grand disciples, his family members would read those books and also then distribute his books. So that book distribution, which is also considered, or Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider that as a family business. There's one business that we do, and that is printing and selling, distributing books. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his printing press right in the temple. I don't know where exactly, but the deity could see the printing press while the just rolling, printing. The deity was able to see the printing press, and he called that as Brahad Mradanga Brahad. The sound of this Mradanga, the sound that is packed in these books would reach far and wide. This was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was into book distribution, printing books, distribute books. So Srila Prabhupada took that very seriously, and that is like our number one service, business, seva, worship. That is distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada used to say, he will not die. He will stay alive in his books forever. So, Hari Hari. And he would feel very, very enthusiastic. Those who were doing the correspondence secretarial job during last days, a big pile of mail coming through. There was no email those days. Everything was, the postman would deliver big bundle. And Prabhupada would prefer to hear, open that. Oh, there's a Sankirtan report in here. It's something from Rameshwar, something from Gopal Krishna Goswami, or this is from this temple, some book score. I'll open that. And so giving priority to such mail, and Prabhupada used to hear those book scores with I remember, in 77 November, just 1 week before Prabhupada's departure, we were also distributing books. The whole world was distributed. Each one of us were all into book distribution. Yes, Maharaj, remember? Absolutely. Every day of the year, not just marathon. Every devotee. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry would be distributing books. Or only pujaris would stay behind during the marathon.
They would rotate.
They would also
rotate.
They would also want to go and distribute books. So I had come. I had a traveling party that distributed books. The name of our party was Narad Muni Traveling Sankirtan Party. And we were traveling all over, like a Narad Muni, all over. So we had come 1 week before to see Srila Prabhupada, and as we were allowed in his quarter, Prabhupada was, of course, in bed, lying in bed. And guess what? I gave a report of my traveling party to Srila Prabhupada, and he was so anxious to hear and so happy to hear. Oh, which book is selling the most? He was hardly, barely able to speak, but he was inquiring, enthusing me to go on, say more about book distribution, say more about book distribution. And then I remember I had said one thing to Srila Prabhupada. At that time I had returned from Badrikashram, distributing books. We had gone all the way to Badrikashram and then returned to see how Prabhupada is doing health-wise. So we reported to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I said, while we were at Badrikashram, we had gone to see the Vyas Gufa, the cave of Vyasadeva. So there, we showed your Bhagavad Gita as it is to Srila Vyasadeva. This is a little humorous way of me saying this. Because I thought, Srila Vyasadeva resides in the cave. We did not see him, but for sure he was seeing us. And for sure the books, Prabhupada's books that we were carrying, he must have seen. Srila Vyasadeva must have seen. So we said, we showed your books to Srila Vyasadeva, and Srila Prabhupada liked it to hear that Bhagavad Gita was shown to Srila Vyasadeva. So this book distribution was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada's heart. And the books are what? The basis. Books are the basis, and preaching is the essence, purity is a force, utility is a principle. So we could utilize all the principles, strategy, to distribute books. And this year is Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON's Golden Jubilee Celebration Year. And this is the last month, last chance. We had been glorifying ISKCON. And glorifying ISKCON is glorifying Srila Prabhupada. They are not separable. ISKCON is my body. Sometimes he would say, ISKCON is my body. So this is the last month. So the best thing we could do during last month is to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. I think it is GBC, maybe Book Distribution Ministry also was behind, or maybe together, collaboration. There's a proposal for all of us, all the members of ISKCON, all the followers of ISKCON, including members of congregation and others, even visitors of ISKCON, and those are being benefited by ISKCON, connected with ISKCON. Each of those devotees, members, associates, followers, congregation, they have to distribute 50 books this year. Minimum 50 books, as this is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Very well. Are you ready? Sleeping?
Can we do more?
Huh?
We've already done 50.
Yeah. Double it. Prabhupada is a double it. Triple, quadruple. This is a minimum. Like chanting 16 rounds is a minimum. And Prabhupada, when I ask, Just 16 rounds, Prabhupada, or in one conversation. He said, you could chant 16,000. Who could stop you? You could chant 16,000. But minimum is 16 rounds. Huh? You could chant 16,000. So, devotees, they distribute thousands of books. Each devotee, there are such devotees amongst us, amongst the members of our temple devotees. So there are so many ways and means to distribute books. So get ready, and I'm sure this temple is having special Easter ghosties. To make a strategy to distribute books. I mean, this morning I heard yesterday's course. They were just normal, nothing big, nothing special. I hope from tomorrow onwards, this course have to be doubled and tripled and quadrupled. So devotees don't have to only wait for people to come here. You could go to the people, make some plans like that. Go to Mathura, go to towns nearby, or go here, go there, go everywhere. By hook or crook. Ena kena prakarena. Yeah, like that. So you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books during marathon, and this is also the reason why we distribute books, more books, or do marathon during December, and emphasize distribution of Bhagavad Gita. Is December is a month that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Next Ekadasi, is it next Ekadasi? Mokshada Ekadasi. On the 10th of this month, the battle of Kurukshetra would begin. Kaushals. And then, on that day, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. What time of the day? Huh? Morning. Good. Very good. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita during morning hours. Because battles used to begin in the morning, would go until sunset, then they would take a break, and they would get together, even they would meet enemies and friends, and next morning enemies again, and battling, fighting. So during early morning hours Krishna spoke Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha, Mamakaha Pandavashtaiva Kim Kurvata Sanjaya. So Gita Sugita Kartavya Kim Manye Shastra Vistarai. What need is there for another Shastra when Bhagavad Gita exists? Bhagavad Gita is there. This is said in Gita Mahatmya, greatness of Bhagavad Gita. Ya Swayam Padmana Vasya Mukha Padmat Vinisritaha. That Bhagavad Gita that emanated from the lotus mouth of Sri Krishna, that Bhagavad Gita, something that comes out of the mouth of Krishna is also Krishna. So Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. So when we distribute Bhagavad Gita, we are distributing, take Krishna. This is Krishna in the form of His speech, sound, what He spoke. This is Krishna. So, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par tomara shakati ache. So that Krishna is with you in the form of Bhagavad Gita, and you could give that Krishna to others. Be kind and share Krishna to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And talking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also gave this instruction. Jare dakho tyare kaho. Said, Jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna Upadesh. What is this Krishna Upadesh? This refers to Bhagavad Gita. Jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna Upadesh. Upadesh of Krishna, instructions of Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Gita Jayanti Mahotsav ki. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon ki. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Nidai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.